Hello.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Cameron.
Hey, what's going on, buddy? I just got an email from the adjuster. So the whole thing, we had it insured for 10, and then the insurance adjuster came back and said they're going to pay like 8.3 or 8.4.
Okay.
How does that typically work? Are they
So what insurance companies do is they will go through their research or whatever, and they will come up with a replacement value based on current diamond prices, current gold prices, labor, and all that other stuff.
Okay.
So they would then they reach out to the jewelry store and say, "Hey, based on what we have researched, we feel a replacement value is this. Do you agree with that? If so, great. If not, tell us why." So if they approved, somewhere in that 8 range, what will happen is the insurance company will write a check to the jewelry store for, let's just say it's like 85, right? Or 83 or whatever you said.
Yeah.
They'll write that check to the store.
Okay.
We will be able to do that far under that.
Okay.
So now I don't know if we're going to have to replace the whole ring. Judging by the picture there, it looks like just one of the prongs sheared off.
Right. Yeah.
So she might be able to just rebuild the prong, which then saves, so instead of having $10,000 because it would require a brand new ring, if she can salvage that ring and just rebuild the prong with a little gold or whatever, that's probably the difference between, 83 to 10 or 83 to 93 or something like that.
Okay.
Because you're saving yourself a bunch without having, because gold right now is like 3,000 an ounce.
Okay.
And last year gold was like 2,200 an ounce. So gold has gone up quite substantially.
Gotcha.
But regardless, so if she can salvage that ring, which she can rebuild a prong, and I can get you the diamond at on the wholesale side, I'll be able to replace the ring and cut you a check for a little extra side money too.
Okay, so I should just then. So I just got to get that thing notarized and back to him, and then.
Yes. Yep. Yep, and then
So one.
submit that to the insurance company or whatever. Give them the go ahead. I'm already having a couple diamonds coming back that were out with some other stores. So once I
Okay.
have them, I'll have them set aside. I already talked to my boss, so you can come in, take a look at them, pick which one you guys love, and then we'll send that and the ring to to my jeweler. She'll fix it up, and it'll be good as new.
Okay. Jill was worried that Jill wanted to go to a different jeweler because
Oh,
with the one
okay.
so far away, should I
Yeah.
have her do that or should I talk her out of it? Does it matter?
It
I mean,
doesn't really.
we could always just go through like her to get the ring and then go to somewhere local for like, I don't know, if there's, because some jewelers do like, hey, come in every 2 or 3 years and we'll let you know what's going wrong with it, right? Like maintenance
Well,
contract.
yeah, I mean, for me, like I tell everybody, it's probably like once every 6, depending on your profession, of course. But if you're rough on your rings, or if you're like in the nursing field, or you're dealing like a lot with your hands, like every 6 months, going in and just checking prongs is a lifesaver because of something like this, where like, because all it was is just that very tip of that one prong is the reason that diamond fell out. So like if you go in just once every 6 months or at least once a year, go into a jeweler and just say, "Hey, can you check the prongs? Can you just make sure everything's tight, everything's good?" A lot of times, they'll be able to do that within, you just sitting there in the waiting room for, for 10 minutes or whatever.
Right.
So yeah, if you wanted to find a more local jeweler, talk to my boss when you come in.
Okay.
And there's a couple that she'll recommend to you, because there's one right down the street that has done some work for us and stuff in the past. So, and it's not the source, but whoever you're comfortable with, man. I mean, obviously that's fine, and I get it. The jeweler in Syracuse is a bit of a drive, so.
Right. Well, all right, then. I'll get that thing notarized, and I'll get it to the insurance company, and then we'll just move forward, and let me know when you got the stuff in-house, and I'll come by.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thanks, Ken.
Thanks. You're welcome. See ya.
See ya.